Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memar Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechas Tainus Daf Yudolf, the first parak Me'emesai. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brisa, Shebizman Shisro Shruim Batsar, who perish Echomehem, when Kai Yisrael is going through suffering and one separates himself from the community, bind Shnei Malachi Asharis, Shemalabim Ula Adam, two Malachi Asharis that escort a person come, Umanichim Ula Yedena Aroshu Va'omrim, and place their hands on his head and say, Pony says, Sheperish Minat Sibor, that pony that separated himself from the Tzibor, Al Yireh B'Nechamat Tzibor, should not see the consolation of the Tzibor when they're saved from the affliction. It was taught in a different brisa, El Yitzair Adam Imat Tzibor, rather, a person should feel the pain together with the Tzibor. For we find that with Moshe Rabbeinu, that he suffered together with the Tzibor, as it's written with the war with Amalek, Yedei Moshe Kvedim Vikhu Evan Yesimu Tachtav Yeshav Aleha. And Moshe's hands were heavy, and they took a stone and placed it under him, and he sat upon it. The Gemara asks, did Moshe not have a mattress or cushion to sit on? Rather, Moshe said, Hoyo b'Yisrael shurim b'tzar, afani e'ya imahem b'tzar. Since B'nai Yisrael are amid suffering, I shall also be with them in suffering. Pointing to the Gemara discusses what happens to a person at the time that he departs from this world. The Chachamim said, b'shas b'tira social adam o'beis olamo. At the time when a person departs this world to go to his eternal home, all his deeds depart from him and say, did you do this in such and such place on such and such day? And he'll respond, hey, yes. And they'll tell him, chasom, sign, and he signs. As it's written in the pasuk, b'yad kol adam yachtam, he has it signed by every man's hand. Not only that, but shematzdik alav asedin, the person endorses the judgment he will receive and says to them, yafed din tuni, you have judged me appropriately to fulfill what is written in the pasuk, v'man titztak b'davrecha, in order that you, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, will be correct in your words. And point number three, the Mishnah stated regarding the first three taniyos, Ochlin v'shosim v'shachashecha, they may eat and drink after nightfall of the fast. Rabbi Zera said in the name of Rav Huna, Yachid shekibo olav tainus, a Yachid that accepted upon himself a tainus, may eat and drink the whole night before the fast begins, v'machru mispalo tefilas tainus, and on the day of the tainus, he davens the tefillah of Anenu. V'amba teniso enu mispalo shel tainus, if he continued his fast from the day into the next night, he does not daven the tefillah of Anenu. Rabbi Yosef sought the rationale for Rav Huna's ruling. Does Rav Huna hold Amos Anu Shalos? We do not fast for hours, and since continuing his fast into the night, which is perceived as a new fast, is not legally binding, he doesn't daven Anenu. Or perhaps he does hold that we fast for hours, and it is binding, except a partial fast is not as chashiv as a regular fast. Abai said to Rav Yosef that Rav Huna does hold that we do fast for hours, and it does require Anenu. But in this case, since the person did not accept upon himself to fast the day before, it's not chashiv enough to require including anenu in the tefillos. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, it was taught in a brisa, Bizman Shisro Shruim Batsar, who perish Echo Mehem, when Kli Yisrael is going through suffering and one separates himself from the community. Barn Shnei Malachi Asharis Shemalabin Lo Adam, two Malachi Asharis that escort a person come, O Menichim Lo Yedena Al Rosh Va'omrim, and place their hands on his head and say, Ploni Zeh Sheperish Min Tzibor, this pony that separates himself from the Tzibor, Al Yireh B'Nechama Tzibor, should not see the consolation of the Tzibor when they are saved from the affliction. It was taught in a different brisa, El Yitzair Adam Imat Tzibor. Rather, a person should feel the pain together with the Tzibor. For we find with Moshe Rabbeinu, they suffer together with the Tzibor, as it's written with the war with Amalek. V'dei Moshe Kvedim Yichu Evan V'yasimu Tachtav V'yeshav Aleha. And Moshe's hands were heavy, and they took a stone and placed it under him, and he sat upon it. The brisa asked, did Moshe not have a mattress or cushion to sit on? Rather, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hoyo b'Yisrael shruim b'tzar, afani e'ya imahem b'tzar. Since B'nai Yisrael are amid suffering, I shall also be with them in suffering. Point number two, the Gemara discusses what happens to a person at the time that he departs from this world. The Chachamim said, B'shas b'tira social adam l'beis olamo. At the time when a person departs this world to go to his eternal home, Komasev niftar l'fana ba'omrimu. All his deeds depart before him and say, Kach v'kach asisa b'makam ploni b'yom ploni. Did you do this in such and such place on such and such day? And he'll respond, hey, yes. And they'll tell him, chasom, sign. And he signs. As is written, the pasuk b'yad kol adam yachtam. He has it signed by every man's hand. Not only that, but shematzdik alav asedin. The person endorses a judgment he'll receive and says to them, yafed din tuni, you have judged me appropriately. To fulfill what's written, the pasuk l'man titztak b'davrecha, in order that you, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, will be correct in your words. And pointing with you, the Mishnah stated regarding the first three taniyos, Ochim v'shosim v'shachashecha, they may eat and drink after nightfall of the fast. Rabbi Zera said in the name of Rav Huna, Yachid shekibo olav tainus, a Yachid that accepted upon himself a tainus, may eat and drink the whole night before the fast begins, Lamachu mispalo tefilas tainus, and on the day of the tainus, he davens the tefillah of Anenu. Lamba taneso in mispalo shel tainus. If he continues fast from the day into the next night, he does not daven the tefillah of Anenu. Rabbi Yosef sought the rationale for Rav Huna's ruling. Does Rav Huna hold ein misaning l'shalos? We do not fast for hours, and since continuing his fast into the night, which is perceived as a new fast, is not legally binding, he doesn't daven Anenu. Or perhaps he does hold that we fast for hours, and it is binding, except the partial fast is not as chashuv as a regular fast. Abai said to Rabbi Yosef that Rav Huna does hold that we do fast for hours, and it does require anenu. In this case, since the person did not accept upon himself to fast the day before, it's not chashuv enough to require including anenu in the tefillos. All right, so now we go to a siman daf yudalef, and our standard siman is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So the siman is stars. So here goes. The man wearing the robe covered in stars, who sat on a rock with his hands lifted in the air, felt the pain of the person in front of him, signing each page of his diary, including the day when he never even completed his partial fast. Once again, in slow motion. The man wearing the robe covered in stars, that must be Warren Duff, Yud Aleph. The man wearing the robe covered in stars, who sat on a rock with his hands lifted in the air, which reminds us that was taught in the Brice when Klaus was going through suffering and one separates himself from the community, the two Malachi Ashar said, escort a person, come and place her hands on his head and say, Pony Zed should perish from the Tzibor, this pony that separated himself from the Tzibor, Ayer ben Nechama Tzibor, should not see the consolation of the Tzibor when they're safe from the affliction. Rather, a person should feel the pain together with the Tzibor, like Moshe Rabbeinu did during the war with Amalek when he sat on a stone as Bnei Israel fought. So, the man wearing the robe covered in stars, who sat on a rock with his hands lifted in the air, felt the pain of the person in front of him signing each page of his diary, which reminds us, when a person departs from this world, all his deeds make him sign on what he did, and when judgment comes, he endorses the din. So the man wearing the robe covered in stars, who sat on a rock with his hands lifted in the air, felt the pain of the person in front of him signing each page of his diary, including the day when he never even completed his partial fast. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera said in the Rav Huna, if one continued his fast from the day into the next night, he does not daven the tefillah of Anenu. Abai said that Rav Huna holds that we do fast for hours, and it does require Anenu. But in this case, since a person did not accept upon himself to fast the day before, it's not chashuv enough to require including Anenu in the tefillos. So once again, the man wearing the robe covered in stars, who sat on a rock with his hands lifted in the air, felt the pain of the person in front of him signing each page of his diary, including the day when he never even completed his partial fast. All right, now it's time to go to our four blot back chazara. Dav Zayin. So the simur Dav Zayin is a gun. So here goes. The boy who wanted to learn how to use a super soaker water gun, that must be more on Dav Zayin, clay Zayin, weapon, gun. The boy who wanted to learn how to use his super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained, which reminds us we have a number of teachings regarding Gadol Yom HaGashamim, about the greatness of a day of rain. There are those that say that a day of rain is greater than Tchiyas HaMeisim. Others say it's equivalent to Tchiyas HaMeisim. Another Amora holds that a day of rain is as great as the day the Torah was given, while there's an opinion that it's greater than the day the Torah was given. So the boy who wanted to learn how to use his super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained by peppering his water gun coach with lots of questions, which reminds the Gemara asks, why is the Torah compared to a tree like we have in the Pasuk, Eitz Chaim Chilu Machazikim Ba? We learn just as a small piece of wood is used to light a larger piece, so it is with Talmud Chachamim. The younger ones sharpen the minds of the older ones because they pepper them with a lot of questions. This is reflecting what Rabbi Chanina said, Harbe Lamadim Rabosai, Mechaveira Yosim Rabosai, Mitamidai Yosim Kuan. I've learned a lot from my Rebbe's, and from my Chaverim I've learned more than from my Rebbe's, but from my Talmidim I've learned the most. So the boy wanted to learn how to use a super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained by peppering his water gun coach with lots of questions, didn't realize no rain would fall because of Lashon Hara and brazenness. Which reminds us, we have several teachings as to what sin causes rain to be withheld, including this list as Mesapi Lashon Hara, or because of Azuz Panim, brazen people, or Bitzel Torah. Dav Ches, so the Simur Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. The Bachar eating a raisin challah. Challah, that must mean we're in Dav Ches. The Bachar eating a raisin challah as he struggled to learn from a Gemara made of iron, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Im ra'isi talmud shelamudu kasha levka barzel, if you see a talmud is learning is as hard as iron, bishvil mishnah shel she'inus to do or love, it's because his understanding of mishnah is not well organized. As Rashi explains, he has a hard time understanding the Gemara because he's disorganized and doesn't remember the mishnah well, which should be mastered first before learning the Gemara. Rish Lakish would review his Mishnayos 40 times, connect the Arbim Yom Shenitna B'Torah, corresponding to the 40 days of Torah given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and only then would he go before B'Yochanan to learn Gemara. Rav Ada Bar Abba would review his Mishnayos 24 times. So the Bachi eating a raisin challah as he struggled to learn from a Gemara made of iron was almost bitten by a snake who would have gotten no pleasure, which reminds us, Lassid Lavo, in the future all the animals will gather and come to the Nachash and say to it that a lion mauls its prey and eats it, a wolf tears its part and eats it, but you, what gain do you get? Rashi explains that the Nachash bites people and kills them, but gets no benefit from it. So the Nachash answered, Be'ein Yisrael Baal Lashon. The master of speech has no gain. Rashi explains that the Nachash responds that the people who speak Lashon Hora as well get no benefit. So the Baruchi eating a raisin challah as he struggled to learn from a Gemara made of iron was almost bitten by a snake who would have gotten no pleasure when it suddenly fell through a hole in the floor to a storage area below where the grain had not been counted. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak taught, Eina bracha matzui el bedavar samui min ha'ayin. Bracha is not found except in an object that is hidden samui from the eye, which Rashi explains is something that has not been counted. As the pasuk states, Yitzav Hashem itcha es ha'bracha ba'asamecha. Hashem will command the bracha in your storage towers. The word asamecha is like the word samui, which means hidden. A person can say a bracha before he counts his grain, but after he counts his grain, his bracha is considered a tefillah shav, a prayer in vain. Daf Tes, so the simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The generous tea hostess, tea, that must be more on Daf Tes, teapot. The generous tea hostess who became fabulously rich from giving maaser, which reminds us that Rabbi Yochanan taught Reish Lakish his son that the pasuk aser taser is coming to teach aser bishvil shetiz asher, give maaser so that you become wealthy, and that even though in general one should not test the Kodesh Baruch Hu, one can test the Kodesh Baruch Hu when it comes to giving Miser. So the generous tea hostess became fabulously rich from giving Miser and served tea from a priceless three-piece tea set with pictures of the Bear Miriam, Anani HaKavod, and Mun engraved on them, which reminds us of the Brisa taught that Shoshim Parnasim Tovim Amdu Yisrael. Three great leaders arose for Yisrael, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, the Gimel Matanos Tovos Nitnu Al Yodam, and three good gifts were given to Klal Yisrael because of them, the Bear, the Anani HaKavod, and the Mun, the well, the clouds of glory, and the Mun. The well was in the schus of Miriam, the clouds were in the schus of Aaron, and the Mun was in the schus of Moshe. When Miriam and Aaron died, the Bear and Anani HaKavod went away, but then came back in the schus of Moshe. Even though it was taught that prosperity does not come in the schus of a single individual, Moshe Rabbeinu was different, since he davened on behalf of the Rabbim, he was considered as if he is the Rabbim. So the generous tea hostess became fabulously rich from giving Miser and served tea from a priceless three-piece tea set with pictures of the Bear Miriam, Anani HaKavod, and Mun engraved on them. Was glad to see that it was raining only on her tea plants that needed rain. Which reminds us that we learned from a pasuk that Kodesh Baruch Hu will give rain on behalf of an individual, even for a single field, even for a certain part of the field that needs rain. The Gemara brings the example of Daniel Bar Kitino, who had a garden. Every day he would inspect it and say, this road needs water, this road doesn't need water, and it would rain only in the places that needed water. Daf Yud. So the simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be more on Daf Yud. The minyan of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that were rained on first, before the rain spread to the rest of the world, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a number of statements about the unique status of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was created first, and the rest of the world was created afterwards. The Kodesh Baruch Hu waters Eretz Yisrael himself, whereas the rest of the world is watered through a shaliach, and Eretz Yisrael drinks from rainwater, which is full of bracha, and the rest of the world drinks from the leftover water. In the clouds, Rashi says that he heard the rain falls first in Eretz Yisrael. So the minyan of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that were rained on first, before the rain spread to the rest of the world, included two Talmidim among the eight Yechidim, which reminds us that the second mission of the Daf states that if the seventh Marcheveshin comes and rain is not fallen, Yechidim begin to fast three fasts. It was taught in a Braisa, Al Yomra Adam Talmid Ani, Eni Ruyulos Yachid. A person shouldn't say that he's only a Talmid, he's not fit to be considered a Yachid, to be grouped with those that fast for rain before the community begins their sets of fast. Rather, all the Talmidim of the Chomer were considered Yechidim or Chayiv to fast. A Yachid is anyone who's fit to be appointed a leader of the community to answer a broad range of Shilas, whereas a Talmid is anyone who can answer a Shilas in what he's currently learning, even if it's only Masechus Kal, which is an easier Masechta. So the minyan of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that were rained on first, before the rain spread to the rest of the world, included two Talmidim among the eight Yechidim, because the two other Yechidim got lost on the way while analyzing a sugya. Which reminds us, the Gemara notes a contradiction. Yosef told his brothers before they returned to Yaakov, Al tirguz b'derech, do not become disturbed on the way. Rabbi Elazar said that Yosef was saying, don't get involved in a devar halacha during the trip, lest you fall out on the way, which Rashi explains means they might get distracted and get lost. Rabbi Elai bar Berechia said, Shnei tamnei chachamim shemachalkim b'derech, ve'ein b'neim divrei Torah, ruinli saref, two tamnei chachamim, were traveling on the way, and words of Torah not spoken between them are fitting to be burned. For the Pasuk teaches regarding Eliyahu and Elisha that they were not burned by a fiery chariot because they were discussing Torah. Gemara answers, Hai lemigras, hai leiyune. Rabbi Eliyahu was referring to reviewing one's reading by rote. One can do that while traveling since it doesn't demand a lot of focus. Lazar was referring to analyzing Torah. Since people become absorbed in the discussion, it's easier for them to get preoccupied and become lost. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.